Good morning. A British man has died after overdosing on cocaine on a flight heading for Ibiza. Despite passengers on the Jet 2 flight stepping in to perform CPR, the holidaymaker died in the air and the pilot had to make an emergency landing in Toulouse on Saturday night. Fellow passengers claim the man, believed to be in his 30s, put a white substance into a vodka and coke before drinking it in front of the cabin crew, after which his body began to shake furiously. Customers who had all flown from Manchester had to wait 5 hours before another plane could take them onto Ibiza. An investigation has been launched into the death. Spain yesterday said it would hold talks with Saudi Arabia over the sale of 400 laser-guided bombs to the Gulf Kingdom after confirming last week it was halting the shipment because of the Saudi role in the war in Yemen. Defence Minister Margarita Robles said in the Senate that decisions will be made according to a bilateral framework between the two countries that are partners and have signed a contract, and it will be resolved amicably. The contract was under revision and the Spanish government would respect the Charter of the United Nations regarding human rights. Last week, the ministry said it was halting the sale of the bombs amid concerns about their use in the conflict in Yemen. Minister Robles said the potential sale of the 400 bombs was not linked to a framework agreement to sell the Gulf Arab state warships, a deal estimated to be worth around 1.8 billion euros. Gibraltar marked its national holiday yesterday with a huge show of patriotism. Waving banners and flags, one of which was emblazoned with the words "Gibraltar is British," hundreds of Gibraltarians took to the streets of the Rock to celebrate. The holiday commemorated the 1967 referendum in which Gibraltarians were asked whether they wanted Spanish or British sovereignty. Only 44 people voted in favour of Spain, resulting in a staggering 99.64% victory for British sovereignty. Chief Minister Fabian Picardo said yesterday he would fight to turn the Brexit challenge into a Brexit win and said the EU exit would neither defeat nor define Gibraltar. "Leaving the EU is just one more step on our journey," he said. Theresa May also recorded a special message for the 25th National Day, which was played before crowds on the big screen. And three young children were rescued from a car in the centre of Alicante after being locked inside even though the windows were open. The car, with a French number plate, parked close to the headquarters of the Alicante provincial government and caught the attention of several passers-by when they heard shouting coming from inside. Two young boys and a girl had been left in the car by their parents, who eventually returned 2 hours after the alarm had been raised, claiming they got lost when returning to their vehicle. Police took all three of the children to the local child protection unit and towed the car to the municipal pound. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.